Hamilton County commissioners are set to turn down an offer to take over the former Mercy Mount Airy Hospital. They'd been considering it to house a new crime lab and possibly other county offices. While the coroner's office has been in the news a lot lately for being cramped and outdated, it's not the only department with space needs. The county is reviewing its entire building stock. I'm WVXU's Tana Weingartner. Even though the former Mercy Mount Airy site would have been free, renovations would have cost $80 to $100 million. Hamilton County commissioners say that's just too high. Board President Greg Hartman is ready to look inward for a solution.
We've got existing space, and I think that we need to continue to look at how we can consolidate the existing space that we've got in the county.
Hartman wants county administrators to work with an architecture firm to propose alternatives. He's floating an idea that might solve two problems: move the public defender's office from a county building on East 9th Street and put a new crime lab in its place. An attorney reviews case files at her desk in the public defender's office while another talks on the phone. They're both in the same room with just a small partition for separation. Public defender Ray Fowler shows me around.
And as you can see, they're right adjacent to each other. There's no privacy for if these two attorneys are working to talk to a client without hearing each other, or even if they're on the phone, hearing what each other is saying.
And just looking forward, too, it's just one big open room.
It's one big open room with cubicles that are about five and a half feet high, the dividers. And we can walk down and you can look at more of them.
And that's not ideal because?
There's little privacy here. Very little privacy.
Privacy is important. What if an attorney is having a conversation about privileged information while another is meeting with a client in the next cubicle over and can hear everything? Fowler oversees nearly 80 attorneys. I ask how many of them have offices.
It's probably easier to count the ones that don't.
Several years ago, the state public defender threatened to sue Hamilton County for inadequate facilities. The sides signed a memorandum of understanding, with the county agreeing to bring the department up to the same standards as the county prosecutor's office. Fowler says improvements have been made. The juvenile division now has real office space in a building down the street. A few blocks east, the Board of Elections leases several floors at a building on Broadway. Director Sherry Poland says the BOE is running out of space, too.
In presidential elections, we have lines, wait times of up to 3 hours sometimes. And our hands are tied. We just have no space in which to set up additional workstations.
Assistant County Administrator Jeff Aluto says the county is wrapping up a review of its building stock. While some departments, like the coroner's, are cramped, other county buildings are underused because of cutbacks over the last few years. So why not just move the cramped offices into the empty ones and sell off buildings they no longer need?
Moving folks around is actually a fairly costly operation and a costly endeavor. Would the sale of a given building help offset that? Yes, absolutely. Would it pay for the entire thing? Not even close.
As for the crime lab, Aluto says the county administration will begin talks with architects this week, looking for lower-cost alternatives using the county's existing buildings. Tana Weingartner, 91.7 WVXU.